Okay, I'll just start. Obviously, came up short again out here. I thought the kids' effort was really hard out there on the field today. I thought they played with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, a lot of enthusiasm. We didn't play smart football all the time. Hey, and anytime you come on the road and you turn the ball over three times, and you have a couple of penalties that we had out there today in some of those situations, you're not going to win. You're not going to win anywhere, whether it's home or whether it's away. And that's something that, obviously, that's something that we did. Okay? So from that end there, that wasn't good enough. We closed the cushion there at the half. To a score, came in the locker room. I think guys felt really good about where we were. We went out there. Our defense got us a stop. I thought our defense played outstanding today, okay, particularly on third down. Hey, I thought they did a really good job of getting them off the field and giving us opportunities. And, we just didn't do enough, okay, to capitalize in some of those situations. So we got to do a better job there. Starts with me. I got to do a better job, okay, and, we all got to do a better job at that point. But, for a long time in this game, we were involved in this game, and it was another close football game, okay, right up until that last score on the road like this. And we just got to learn how to tug that rope a little tighter, in those situations. And that's something that we have to learn to do, okay, and we're not there yet.
You have a chance to go ahead and score possibly a field goal right there, and during the pattern.
Well, there's a lot of things that are turning points in a game. You can point to a lot of things, during the course of the game as you go through it. But obviously, we had the ball down in there. Darren was running the ball well. I'd give the ball to Darren in that situation a bunch of times. Kid made a nice play, put his helmet right on the football, and the ball came out of there. But then at the end of that fumble, okay, again, and this kind of keeps happening each week. It's like this one giant series for the last 3 weeks, where they take the ball, they have a couple chunk plays in that drive, a scramble play that ends up being a big hit, and then they go down and score. So we turn the ball over there, hey, with a chance to go ahead and maybe really swing the momentum our way, and then they go down the field and score. And that's where all phases have to work together. And, in that situation, obviously, we didn't do it. But, I thought Darren ran the ball hard today. Honestly, it was my call. It was something that we saw on tape, I think had the play have been executed properly, obviously we didn't have a great, exchange there. I think had the play been executed properly, the ball that got out earlier, and I think we had a good chance at it. But it was a call on the road, okay, in that situation, down and distance wise, with where we were there, that I thought we needed to take a chance with. You don't come on the road here and play to lose, and I understand those are the calls that get second guessed, and I got it, okay? But that one's on me, and we came here to win. So, and we were going to do everything we could to win the football game.
How would you assess Derek Carr's play?
I really have to watch the tape. I thought Derek battled hard out there. I thought he fought hard. You can see there, even towards the end there, we might have had a couple of drops in there, right? But, there's some things he's going to look back at. There was a protection issue down there that Kruger made a sack on. It's kind of similar scenario that happened in Houston several weeks ago, okay, with J.J. Watt coming off of the edge where we slid a protection one way, all right, that type of thing. But, there was a little bit of, non-communication or miscommunication there. I'm sure, Derek, would tell you about that too. So there's some things he's going to be able to look at the tape and learn from. The great thing about Derek Carr is that he didn't settle. He's going to go out there, he's going to learn from the film tomorrow. And I thought the guy competed his tail off right to the very end of the ball game, and I can't ask for any more from the kids that way. They played with a lot of passion, a lot of energy. We did a lot of things to change up our routine to come out here, and that isn't the reason why we lost the football game, okay? It's just another, another missed opportunity for us in some of these situations. where we put ourselves in a good position to win a game on the road and didn't win it. And we have to win those football games, and we won't settle until we do.
On that Browns touchdown, it seemed like Hayden maybe got picked there.
Honestly, I didn't see it. I didn't see that portion of the play. I happened to, in that particular second, I was kind of over with the line trying to fix something really quick and then came back, but I didn't see that particular situation in that deal, so I'd have to watch the tape to give you an honest answer.
You didn't play much on defense, but he's there on the red zone, man.
We felt confident with him, we had to use a small package with DJ this week. He was involved in some special teams and he was involved down there in the red zone. I don't really know what his play count was, but we certainly didn't want to just throw him out there, okay, and play, a ton of plays, but wean him in a little bit, as I said to you guys earlier in the week, we really need to make that decision when we felt like the player was, when DJ was healthy, and I felt like he had two solid weeks of practice, and, we weaned him in a little bit, and little by little, he'll get more and more.
That's a good play out of Benson again. He ran down the guy and screamed.
Right. Yeah, he did. He made a heck of a hustle play there. I actually almost thought he was going to, he was close to knocking that ball out, again. And, those are the things I think with this team right now that are really positive things. And nobody's going to hear that. I understand that. We're where we are. But these kids are hustling and they're getting around the football and something good is going to happen. I mean, the ball pops out of there on a kick. Well, Wally makes a really good play, and the ball pops out of there and they're end of the field. And we're just not there to cover the football, I thought Benson, at times, or particularly early in the game, he set the edge really good on the run. His team wanted to run the ball against us, but they really, I thought our guys did an excellent job that way. I felt like defensively they executed the plan really well. Right up until the end there, where they got the easy score.
Is there an update on TJ Carey? I didn't see the very end.
Something with his back. We'll evaluate it here later on. But he kind of came down funny on it. So we'll see where he is there. Well, there was a little period there where you seen Menelik down on the field there in that one scenario there, and he had a little bit of a shoulder stinger thingy. Hey, so I got Khalif into the game there, and then to be honest with you, I was worried a little bit about whether or not he'd have enough power, that type of stuff. But then I put him back in, we'll have to watch the film and see how Menelik ended up. But, going into the football game, I was going to kind of rotate that around a little bit just to keep Khalif, going as well in that situation and see how it worked out.
About 6.5 minutes left. You guys are down 10. 4th and 5. Is that a tough call?
Yeah, it was a tough call. In that situation, I felt like, it was still 6.5 minutes left that maybe, we'd have a chance to get the ball twice there. And I think we did, end up getting the ball twice. Maybe it was once. I'm not positive, I felt like we had two more opportunities there to get the football, I had a couple timeouts, and it felt like at that point I needed to use the timeouts to keep time. Obviously, we did a good job of using the timeouts and utilizing that scenario early in the ball game there in the first half. And, towards the second half, I just felt like at that point I needed to use them, to keep time for the offense, 6.5 minutes left. I didn't feel like that was the right time to do that in that situation.